Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's 10:41. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Time for our Week in Theater segment. You are off to see the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard. If you're going to be headed out to the Paramount Theater between now and January the 6th, that is their production that they're putting on for the holiday. And we are happy to have in studio with us Dorothy and the Cowardly Lion, both. Elizabeth Stenholt as Dorothy. Welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
And also Paul Jordan Jansen, who plays Zeke. The Cowardly Lion, great to have you back here with
us. Thank you for having me back.
As well. Theater fans here in Chicago will remember Paul from Sweeney Todd, the award-winning Sweeney Todd, that was out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. And why you still scare me a little bit.
I think it's the beard. I think that's what it is.
You think it's the beard?
I think that's it.
It's the Sweeney Todd that will follow you forever with me now. Great to have you both here with us. Thank you for coming in, because you do have two shows today, I think, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Two shows today. I'm going to see one of them.
Yeah.
We're going to be there and check it out later on. We're bringing a bunch of listeners with us, so I'm looking forward to that. But just tell me how much I got to think this is so much fun to be in a show like this that literally everybody is, you know, knows the plot, the story, the songs, everything, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a childhood dream come true for me, at least. I know as a kid, I used to watch the movie pretty much every day. I went Halloween multiple years in a row as Dorothy, and so it's a childhood dream come true for me.
Yeah, you went as Dorothy for Halloween?
Oh, multiple times. Yes.
So it's got to be extra. I mean, it's got to be a little weird for you now, right?
This is
the role that you're playing on stage.
It is. It's a little surreal. It kind of hit me, you know, just the other day that it was actually happening. It didn't kind of settle in until we started actually performing for people. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Paul, how about for you? I mean, also a fan of Wizard of Oz growing up?
Definitely. This is one of my mom's favorite stories, actually. And she was the one who first introduced me to the movie. And then from there on, I got to watch The Wiz as well and fall in love with that. So to play the Cowardly Lion, I think, has been a long time coming for me.
Meant to be.
Yeah. I remember when I used to take voice in Cleveland, Ohio, we would do these recitals at the end of each year. And I did If I Were King of the Forest was one of my songs, and I think I was maybe 10 years old when I did it.
Wow.
And I just remember during the big fanfare in the beginning, processing down the aisle of this church with this Burger King crown on my head.
That's menacing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Burger King crown, that is menacing right there.
But it was, I think it's been a long time coming, so it's definitely a character that I've always wanted to play, so
yeah,
feels good to be doing it.
In your histories as actors, have you played Wizard of Oz before?
When I was 10, I did a community theater production, but I was just a munchkin and a flying monkey.
Don't say just a munchkin.
I was in the Lullaby League.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's kind of fun to see the little girls
classic,
that we have now.
Those are fantastic classic roles.
Yeah, oh, right, exactly. Yeah. So me and my mom actually did that show together at community theater, so it's special to
That's
do
fun.
It again.
Yeah, how about for you, Paul? You were in the Wiz, I think you told
me. Yeah, I was in the Wiz my freshman year of college at Penn State. So, and I got to play the lion in that.
You were the lion in that one also. Talk to me a little about this production that's out at the Paramount. I mean, you know, I talk about this all the time, how show after show after show after show at the Paramount is always spectacular. The shows that they put on for the holidays are extra special, extra spectacular visually and otherwise. And while The Wizard of Oz isn't, you know, a holiday show, it certainly is one for the entire family.
Yeah.
But I'll see this today. But what people are telling me that visually, this is quite the spectacle that you're putting on.
Yeah, it's the lighting, that we have these amazing, incredible projections that are within the show constantly, and they move and they grow and they transition like very fluidly, and they're just stunning. It's stunning to watch.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of the show, Paul?
I would say my favorite part would be...
Aside from your own parts,
well,
of course.
Well, of course.
<Naturally. laughs>
I would say the whole tornado and cyclone transition with... Dorothy going to Oz, essentially. It's just, it's something that you won't forget when you go and see it. Between the projections and the lights, it's incredible, and the puppetry, it's unreal. Something that you would never see in the Chicago area.
Yeah, really sure. Unusual production from what I'm hearing. Giant puppetry I'm hearing in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like
Lion King, like giant puppetry, like that sort of?
I mean, I'd say that our tornado puppets are bigger than some of the Lion King
really?
Puppets.
I
yeah.
Say, okay.
We've
definitely
got some pretty
scale.
Big puppets.
Yeah.
Good. Just to give people an idea, though, you know, of what it's about.
Yeah.
We will be talking about the show. After we see it tonight, we'll review it and show some video on WGN TV so people can get an idea. But we want to give people an idea this morning as well. So when we come back, each will perform a little song for us as well from the show. Wizard of Oz is at the Paramount in Aurora. It's playing through January the 6th. Tickets at ParamountAurora.com, 630-896-6666 in just a minute. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and also a little ditty from the Cowardly Lion himself. That's coming up next on WGN.
For any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
From the original motion picture, The Wizard of Oz. Great Ray Bolger and Judy Garland, of course.
The ocean's near.
Wizard of Oz is playing at the Paramount Theater in Aurora through January the 6th. We've got a pair of tickets to give away for the show right now. Let's give them to caller number 7. 312-981-7200. Caller 7 will win a pair of tickets to see it.
I would dance.
I'll be seeing the show tonight with some of our WGN listeners for our Dean's Night Out. I'll be reviewing it. Both here on WGN Radio on Steve Cochran's show and on the WGN TV morning news later on this week. This morning, we are very happy to have Elizabeth Stenholt with us, who plays Dorothy in the show, and also Paul Jordan Jansen, who is the Cowardly Lion, King of the Forest. Do you talk like Bert Lahr in this? I'm the King of the Forest.
You'll have to wait and see.
I'll have to wait and see for tonight. The crafty performer, not giving it away. We'll find out. But he does have the song King of the Forest for us right now. Take it away.
If I were the king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince. My regal realms of the forest would be satin, not cotton, not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a ruff and a ruff and a royal growl. Ruff! As I'd click my heels, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow, and the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunk's genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were king. Just
spectacular right there. Wow. Very nice. Very, very nice.
It's so good.
Very, very nice. It's Paul Jordan Jansen as the Cowardly Lion. Zeke in Wizard of Oz out at the Paramount. And I guess the song that for which the show is best known, the classic Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And we're happy to have Dorothy Elizabeth Stenholt perform it for us now.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. So in a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Wow, beautiful again. Beautiful. Very, very nice. Thank you so much. Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
Beautiful voices, both of you, at this hour of the morning. Also. I know it's early for people to be coming and belting it out the way you both did, but we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Can't wait to see the show tonight.
We're excited for you to see it.
Hey, yeah. I want everyone to get out to the Paramount and just enjoy the lobby, the giant Christmas tree. It's raining Christmas in the lobby.
Themed Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Get out there between now and January the 6th. Tickets at ParamountAurora.com or 630-896-6666. Paul Jordan Jansen, Elizabeth Stenholt, thank you so much for coming in, both of you.
Thanks you for having
us. It's great
us.
To see you.